Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
So the first link building strategy that I recommend, especially in 2021, is to use Haro. Now, if you're not familiar with Haro, this is helperreporter.com, and it's basically a website where journalists will post loads of opportunities that you can get backlinks from. So journalists will post on there, they'll say, hey, we're looking for a website to talk about X subject. And if you reply to that query, pitching your ideas and giving them a quote that the journalists can use, then chances are they'll feature you and you'll get a backlink. Now, this is such a powerful link building strategy for SEO. In fact, one of my clients recently got a link from Forbes using this strategy, and we didn't pay a single penny. Normally, you're paying like $1,000 or $2,000 for a link from Forbes.com. We got it for free with Haro, and that's why I recommend it so much. The next link building strategy that I recommend is the skyscraper technique. Now, this is a tried, tested, and proven technique. It's been around for years, but it still works, and that's why I really like it. In fact, it's the main link building strategy I sell to most of my clients at my agency. Well, how does it work? Well, it's all about outreach. Basically, you have to reverse engineer how your competitors are getting backlinks, look at which pieces of content are attracting the most links to their site, then reach out to all the sites that link to your competitor, asking them for a backlink. And when you do this, you will see a flurry of links come in. It's such a powerful link building strategy, but also it's very scalable too. In fact, if you want to land backlinks at scale, if you want to get large volumes of backlinks, then the skyscraper technique is one of the best ways to do it. Now, if you want more tips on that, check out my recent video on the skyscraper technique. It will help you a lot, and it will teach you exactly step by step how to do this strategy. Now, the third link building strategy is one that's totally unique. In fact, I don't see anyone else doing it, and that is audio link building. Now, you might be thinking, what the hell is audio link building? Basically, this is where you reach out to websites that you want a backlink from, and you say, hey, I saw your latest article. It was great. In fact, I liked it so much that I recorded an audio version of it. And when the webmaster replies to you and says, okay, send it over, please, then what you do is you send the audio file to them, but you also include in the code a link as a credit back to your site. So the webmaster wins because they get a free audio version of their blog, and you win because you get a backlink too. Now, this is a really unique strategy, but it actually works so well because it's differentiated from what everyone else is doing. When everyone else is doing the skyscraper technique or guest blogging or whatever trending link building technique there is right now, when you use the audio link building technique, it's going to differentiate you from everyone else. Plus, it's very value driven too. Now, similar to that, this brings me on to number four, which is video outreach. Now, if you produce any type of videos to promote your website or to get more attention, you know, maybe you post videos on LinkedIn or YouTube or Facebook, you can actually use those for outreach for link building too. So what you can do is you can reach out to other websites in your niche and say, hey, I just created this video. I think it's relevant because, you know, you've created an article on it recently too, and you write about this topic a lot. Maybe you want to embed the video on their site. And when you do this, websites will embed your video. And then what you can do is, you know, a couple of weeks later or 3 weeks later, you can come back to them and say, hey, really appreciate you embedding my video on your site. Would you mind just adding a credit with a link back to my site? And this works so well. In fact, it's one technique I've used in 2021 to get dozens of links back to my website. And the other great thing about this is that not just does it get you backlinks to your site, but it also gets you press coverage, and it positions you as an authority if loads of websites are embedding your video. The other thing as well, it's only going to get you more views on YouTube too. So it's a great way to grow your channel and to get more embeds for your videos so that you can get more subscribers and more views. Now, one really old school link building technique that's working right now is guest blogging. Guest blogging is so powerful because not only do you get backlinked to your site, and not only is a website that you're approaching more likely to link to you because you're producing content for them, but also you can get backlinks straight to your sales pages, straight to your product pages, to your homepage, and the types of links that you get from this can be very powerful indeed. Because usually with link building, you can't get backlinks to your sales page. Most websites are not going to do that, especially for free. But when you use guest blogging, you can easily insert more natural links within your guest blogging content that goes back to your sales pages, your product pages, and all the high value pages that you want to rank on Google. So if you have money pages on your site. If you're struggling to get links to them, then I recommend the guest blogging technique. It will help you a lot. Now, one totally underrated link building strategy is networking. And what I mean by this is just meeting people in your industry, meeting people who own websites in your niche that you could potentially get a backlink from. Because when they know you, they're more likely to trust you. And if they trust you more, they're more likely to link to you. So networking is a great way to get backlinks to your site. And really, it doesn't take too much. I mean, what you can do is just attend local events, local conferences in your industry. And when you get out there and you promote yourself and you meet new people, you can easily ask them for a backlink or, you know, a guest blog or any other type of link. So it's a great way to meet people. And the thing is as well, people often think as link building is some sort of online strategy. But actually, if you meet people offline, then number one, you're going to cut through the noise. And number two, you're going to reach the most important people that you need to get backlinks to your site. Now, similar to that, that brings me on to link building strategy number seven, which is using social media groups to get backlinks. Now, in the past, what I've done is offered value in Facebook groups, for example, answered people's questions, mentioned that I have a link building agency, and then, you know, people end up messaging me or DMing me asking if I want like a link exchange or if I'd be open to linking to their site or if, you know, we could partner in some way to get more backlinks to each other. And this is a really powerful strategy because if you're in a Facebook group with someone, you're kind of like part of the same tribe. You have a lot of common interests. So therefore, people trust you more, you have more authority, you're more credible, and therefore you will get more backlinks too. So using social media groups to get backlinks to your site is a really powerful strategy. And as Facebook groups and LinkedIn groups and other online communities become more and more ubiquitous in our lives, they're only going to become more powerful for link building too. Now, if you want to take networking one step further and almost guarantee yourself a link, what you can also do is sponsor an event. So what you could do is look at the most prestigious events or conferences or networking events in your industry and sponsor them. And when you're listed as a sponsor, you're probably going to get a backlink from the event's website, which means that you get more link juice and authority driven to your site. And this is such an easy thing to do to get backlinks because all you have to do is pay some money, you put some adverts up, you get some good press coverage, and also you get a backlink to your site. So it's kind of a win-win all around. And if you cherry pick the right events, then chances are you're going to grow your business, grow your brand, and get more sales too. So sponsoring events is not just great for link building, but it's also awesome for growing your brand too. Now, one of the most foolproof link building strategies on this list is number nine, which is testimonial link building. When it comes to testimonials, if you're offering a website a case study or a testimonial, or you're just vouching for their site and you offer to do that publicly for them, that site is much more likely to link to you, okay? And they're not going to have any problem with linking to a customer who's raving about their service or product. So what I'd recommend doing is creating a short list of all your favorite services that you use or even your favorite software that you use, and then reaching out to them saying, hey, I love your tool. Here's how it helped my business. So maybe give them statistics in terms of how it's improved your business. And from there, you're more likely to get backlink. I mean, for example, I approached Lemlist.com recently. I gave them a case study about how their service helped my business. And they published my case study on their website with a link back to my site. In fact, later on, a few months later, they even published me as a partner on their site too. So it's not just great for link building, but testimonial link building will also build relationships with potential influencers you want to partner with. Now, one word of warning when it comes to testimonial link building is don't just offer a testimonial to everyone in the world, okay? Try to be selective with who you get testimonials for, okay? Because if your testimonial isn't valid, you're gonna lose credibility. It's not gonna look good for your brand. So just be very selective and only do testimonials for services you actually use. Now, one powerful way that you can get backlinks without really doing any outreach is just to really optimize your content. And what I mean by this is if you have the best content possible in your industry, if you're producing the best guides, publishing the best information, and you have a good reputation for that, then people are much more likely to link to you naturally. And even though you may not get links the first month that you publish your content or the second month, in the long term, this is the best way to get passive links to your website. Because if you're creating authoritative, credible, and trustworthy content that your audience loves, then chances are you're going to get loads of natural backlinks. And the great thing about that is you don't have to do any extra work to get those links. For example, I have my own sites, and when I've published content in the past, if the guide's been good enough, I've attracted links naturally without doing any outreach. So it's a passive source of links. It doesn't take much work, and it also improves the level of your content. Now, when it comes to content quality, what I would recommend is looking at your competitors, seeing how you can outdo them. Can you make your content more comprehensive, more up to date, more interesting, more engaging? Because if you can do that and you produce the best content in your industry, I can almost guarantee you're going to get backlinks naturally without any sort of outreach or time and energy spent into that. Now, link building strategy number 11 is kind of a little bit controversial. Not every SEO agrees with it. And I think you have to do it sparingly too. So what am I talking about? Well, this is link exchanges, right? So basically, you can partner or you can contact other websites in the industry and say, hey, if you link to me, I'll link to you too. Here's the reasons why we should do this. And you kind of partner with other sites in your industry so that they give you a backlink and you get a backlink too. Now, what I would say is this should never be your number one link building strategy. Never rely on this purely for backlinks. But if you do it sparingly, if you do it with the right websites, if you filter the websites before you get backlinks from them, then this is a great way to get links. And it's kind of win-win for you, and it's win-win for the other webmaster too. Plus, it opens the door to more opportunities. For example, if you work out some sort of link exchange with another site and they link to you, chances are they'll trust you enough to promote your affiliate scheme or to mention you on their site in other articles too. You know, if you publish more content in the future, then you could reach out to them again and say, hey, would you mind linking to this article too? So if you're interested in this, I do have a video on reciprocal link building and how it works, the best ways to use it. Make sure you check that out on my channel, and I'm pretty sure that will help you a lot. So number 12 is cross-niche link building. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, if you're in a competitive niche, it's going to be very difficult to get backlinks within your industry. In fact, chances are it's been rinsed by other competitors and other sites that you're in direct competition with. So what you can do is reach out and create content around other industries and tie that back to your website. So for example, if you have a website about dating, you could create a guide on dating and anxiety. And when you merge two different niches together, you get a lot more link building opportunities, because now not only are you contacting websites in the dating niche for backlinks, but also you could reach out to other sites in anxiety, in relaxation, and even in meditation. And therefore you open up the door for a whole load of new prospects that you could get backlink from. And chances are, if you go into other industries to get backlinks, if you reach out to other niches, then it's going to be easier. It's going to save you time. It's going to make your link building efforts more efficient and more effective. So cross-niche link building is a very powerful strategy. I actually talked about that in my recent video on Dating Sidekick, which is a website I took from 0 to 50,000 visitors per month with the cross-niche link building strategy. Now, another way to get backlinks to your website with PR is using SourceBottle. This is very similar to Harrow. So basically, again, journalists are posting on the site, they're looking for websites like yours to respond to them. And if you pitch them effectively enough, you will get backlinks from real websites with high quality traffic, and that will help you drive a lot more authority to your site. So SourceBottle is another alternative to Harrow. It's a great way to get backlinks. It's a great way to get press coverage. And if you want to grow your brand and build links along the way, then make sure you check this channel out. Plus, it's free to use. And really, if you're just submitting queries, maybe 1 hour a day, half an hour a day using SourceBottle, then you will find that you'll get a lot more links coming in. Okay, so number 14 is buying backlinks. Now, paid backlinks are very controversial in the SEO industry. Some people agree with it, some people don't. If you do it excessively, you may get a penalty. And it should never be your number one link building strategy. But if you filter the quality of websites, if you check organic traffic, domain rating, if you check who's getting linked to from these websites before you buy a link from them, then you can find some really high quality sites. And the thing is as well, when it comes to ranking on Google, Google's algorithm can't really tell the difference between a paid link and a non-paid link, especially if there's no markup in the code for that website. So if it's not indicated on the site that you've bought that link, then Google's really going to struggle to see if that's a paid link or not. unless it's very obvious. So, for example, you could buy a link from Forbes, you could buy a link from entrepreneur.com. It's well known that you can buy links from these sites, but Google doesn't punish these sites for selling paid links. You can't really tell the difference between paid and non-paid. So buying backlinks can be a powerful strategy. You've just got to be very careful about quality and filter the sites before you buy any links from them. And my final link building strategy on this list is to choose the right keywords. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, basically, if you go after the right keywords that are low competition, high search volume, that have a decent click-through rate, then you'll attract a lot more traffic to your site and it'll be much easier for you to rank your content. And if more people are coming to your site, if you're getting more attention, then you're going to get more backlinks passively too. People are just going to link to you naturally because they found your content online and they like it, right? So if you choose the right keywords, this is a great way to get backlinks naturally long-term. And not only does it help you attract backlinks, but also it's going to help your content rank because you're getting more traffic. So it improves your SEO, it helps you get backlinks, it helps you increase your rankings, and if you go after the right keywords, you don't have to worry about competition because these sort of keywords are going to be very low competition anyway.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.